خاطئ به كأنما اللؤلؤ المكنون في صداف من معدنين ملتقى.
الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to the segment Ad-Durratul Farda Sharhu Qasidatil Burda, and this is the exclusive pearl detailing the stanzas coming from Qasida Burda. And of course, there are many lessons here which we are currently involved in with regards to the nafs. And you know, and this is the misconception that is out there, people think that Qasida Burda is a beautiful naat that has just been recited. You've heard portions of it now being played. So they think it's restricted to that. But the depth and the meanings that are together with it, then you come to realize it's not just a beautiful naat or nasheed or qasida. There is great meanings behind what was said. So moving on today, we come to this particular stanza. وَالنَّفْسُكَ طِفْلِي إِن تُحْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الرِّضَاعِ وَإِن تَفْتِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِي. وَالنَّفْسُكَ طِفْلِي, yourself, the nafs, it is like a child. It's like a suckling child. كَطِفْلِي إِن تُحْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الرِّضَاعِ. When you breastfeed it, it loves to suckle. When you breastfeed it, it loves to suckle. وَإِن تَفْتِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِي. But when you wean it, it will stop. When you wean it, it will stop. You know, and you've experienced it, oh beloved, respectable mothers out there. When you gave birth, that baby automatically knew where to get its next food of nutrition, or its next nutrition, next level of nutrition. First it was in the womb, and then comes this level, now comes into the world. But already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in that particular baby that now your nutrition is going to come from you. If the baby didn't know, then how would that connection ever be established? I gave you this particular example when we went this, just to make us understand, introspect, that today we will rely on miracle mum milk, the powder milk, and this milk and that milk, NAN, and this and that. But the true nutrition that is for that particular baby is in mother's milk. Allah has put this there. So if you deprive that baby of that, you're depriving that baby of something that is the baby's right. Of course, if there are sicknesses, that the other, then there will be this. And you, by means of communication, you can establish other methods as well. Bottle, and we're not saying that's haram, that's there on its place. But how much are you depriving that child? Why? Because you're going out, you won't be able to fulfill the rights of that particular moment. Allah has given you the milk, hasn't given you the milk to prevent the child from having it. Allah has granted you that milk. Imagine, if you just ponder over it, it's a miracle on its own that someone is latched onto you, that relationship that is created from there. And today, that relationship is split, and later in life we regret. So take full charge of that moment. You will get certain feminists speaking, going out, doing lots of aid work, helping the poor people. But we say that baby that's in your home, no, there's someone looking after the baby there. So you're going out to feed others, but that baby in your home is prevented from having that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. exclusions, there will always be. Where the milk, there's a problem or there's sickness or something, that is exclusions. You cannot use exclusions for the rules, to regulate rules. Exclusion will be mentioned afterwards. Yes, if this is the case in this scenario, then that is an exclusive case. But you on your own come forward and say, I won't be able to manage, or for this and this reason. And you then, under this whole title of feminism, you come out saying that I've got to work, I've got this. See how much you're preventing yourself, you're harming yourself. You're going to feed there, but you're in your own home. No, we'll get some nanny, or we'll get somehow something will happen. But here Allah is giving you milk for that particular time, that particular period. And you saying no. But the point that we're getting to here is, one is this. We went to that crocodile farm. We saw that baby crocodile. We saw the yolk. The instructor was telling us that, see, you can hold it, but look at this part here. So it's from the lizard family, a baby crocodile. It's quite something to see how they just gently touch the egg and it opens up and the crocodile comes out. And they show you this yolk that is there at the bottom of the crocodile. And that there's a line there. Once that opens, that line is... So this baby crocodile benefits from that particular yolk for the next 10 to 12 days. And he even said this is like mother's milk for the baby. If this baby crocodile does not have that milk, that means that now the immunity of that child, the immunity of this baby crocodile will be harmed or will be at least put on a negative start, you'll say. He will have difficulties later. So that is totally essential. See the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You found it in a baby crocodile. How many other wonders are out there which we don't know? Which we don't know. You can look. You can be at the Kruger National Park. Someone told me we went to the Kruger National Park. I said, you know, one day we went also. And when we came back, we approached our teacher, Mulana Suleiman Choksi Hafidhullah, and we asked him that we don't feel, was it right, was it wrong? We don't know. We just need to give us more information. He quickly quoted the verse, أَفَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Have you not seen, have they not seen the camel, how it was created? أَفَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Have they not seen how the camel was created? With the hump and the beauty of it. Our other teacher passed away, Mufti. When he spoke to us, Mufti Alauddin Khan Hafiz Rahmatullah Alayhi, we say, when he spoke to us, he mentioned some points which we never ever heard of till now, of the camel. But leave that for another discussion. He went into so much of details. Just around the camel, you can have a whole bayan on the camel. The point I'm getting to is, these facts, it's not facts for us. It boosts our iman. Because the creator, we're not marveling over this, we're marveling about the creator of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. How he created this. That is it. Kayfa khuliqat. How? So, Mulana Suleiman Choksi Hafidhullah taught us a lesson. When you're looking at the animal, you're looking at the greatness of Allah. That is it. Do not ponder over Allah, but ponder over the greatness of Allah. Look around you. So you can be in the Kruger National Park, or you can be here where I'm standing now, or I'm sitting now, and I can just see an ant crawl on my table, and I see, hey, this ant. Look at the wonder of Allah. The wonder of Allah, a whole chapter. A whole chapter for the ant. The ant's fikr in the time of Suleiman alayhi salam. The worry for the other ants, Allah puts it there. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You've got too many ants in your home, they say you must take that verse where the ant speaks to the other ants and says, go back into your homes. So small, so minute, it may seem. You trample all over it. For we are like mountains in front of that ant. We trample over it. But Allah doesn't fail to speak about the ant in the Quran Sharif, nay, but dedicates a whole chapter for it. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness has to settle in. I was speaking to you about that yolk. I was speaking to you about mother's milk. You know when the time comes. We experienced it just a few months ago. It was heartbreaking, even though I'm not the mother. It's like you just want to avoid that time where you have to now wean this baby off. You just want to avoid it. And not because of the disturbance in the home, because of the yelling and shouting that's going to happen after that. But it's rather because, as a true parent, it should be because my baby, my child is no more going to, they used to go for that for comfort. Baby cries, just give the milk. Like this, instantly, stop. And you wonder, this is the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How fortunate this mother is that you can give sadaqah, I can give a plate of food to a poor person, or I can call a guest to my house to eat, I can do all of this here, but this particular type of sadaqah for this baby, for your own child, it is exclusively for the mother. Can you see the difference of thoughts, the difference of ideologies? Feminists will say, no, this is backward, this is thatward. But if you just change that whole thought process, where now it is, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ Surah Al-Mutaffifin. You are competing with one another. For what? For Jannah. Further up, previous verses, Allah shows, Allah doesn't show, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. But our iman in those verses is such like we've seen it. And then Allah says, it is in this that your competitors compete for. Why? We have to now introspect. Are we really focusing on bettering ourselves in this particular cause, or are we putting ourselves on the back foot? Now, you see, that is why it is the war, the psychological war, al-ghazwul fikri, the psychological war that is taking place. Once your mind has collapsed, once your mind has been brainwashed, indoctrinated, now there's little hope for you. There's little hope for you because now you're not even searching. When that search is on, you are a sinner, a major sinner, but one day in your heart. We were like that when we were young. We used to just, I promise you, Allah is my witness. When we were young, we used to see this here. A brother, he does what and what. He goes for Jamaat. Those who are serious, we say. Again, there's exclusions to it. But those who are serious, they went for 4 months Jamaat. They come back totally different person. You say, what is this? There must be something in it. There has to be something in it. And then we always grew up with this thought that, you know, one day we will also go and we will also become pious, inshallah. That was what we thought. But now, if that same thing was, why you want to do that? Why you want to do this? Why you want? There was a particular person, I won't mention names, but before going for that particular journey, 4 months, he said, what benefit is it you're going to go for 4 months? I say, shukr, alhamdulillah. I was still naive and learning things and still learning, continuously learning. But there, my honorable father was there and he defended me. And he got so cross. He said, how can you say such a thing like this? And he just, at that time, and that was, you know, you see, I was speaking about psychological warfare. If my father perhaps didn't defend that particular situation, who knows where we would have been? Because now the thought has come in. It's like an incoming message. It's come in that this is not going to benefit you. The doubt will be there. It will be plugged in. But he came, he removed it. And look, at every stage then. But this is what we're saying. Psychological warfare. You have to have... See, you may not be all pious. Who can claim they're pious? كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ. Besides for Anbiya alayhimu salam, every person is a sinner. So, when we are sinners, we have to have the mindset of turning to Allah in repentance. That's what Allah loves. See verse 222 of chapter 2 at the end. Surah Al-Baqarah. Anyway, this year, this want, desire to become pious, though my condition is of so and so. Yes, I know, but even if it's a slight step progress towards Allah, then you know the hadith. You walk, a person who comes walking to Allah, Allah goes running to him. Allah goes running to you. You made that slight step. Oh Allah, I'm doing this for you. Oh Allah, I'm giving this milk to my baby, latching, de-latching, all of this, it's difficult. Ask that mother, if I'm saying as the husband, how difficult it is to see that your baby now is going to face this challenge. They can't go back to that spot where they've been finding solace for this 1.5, 2 years. Then now that you just feel, hey, it's heart sore. You want... See, these are the things that men supposed to address. See how fortunate you are. You claim equal rights, but where's equal rights when you have Allah has granted you fresh produce of milk to give to that baby? Men don't do it. You have this opportunity. This is the meaning of we competing towards the greater purpose. That is what Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sahaba radiallahu anhum were all about, competing in this manner to see how we can give more, how we can progress more. Not jealousy, but in terms of let's see how we can outdo ourselves to become the friends of Allah. This is the objective. So that nafs, that child, how difficult it is. وَالنَّفْسُكَ طِفْلِي. If the mother says, you know what, and it happens, we are going to wean off this baby now. And next day, let's give it one few more days extra. How happy that baby is. How happy the mother is. I think the mother is more happier. But when that weaning time comes, it's... So when that child, as long as the mother says, delay, 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 وَالنَّفْسُكَ طِفْلِي. The nafs is like a suckling child. إِن تُحْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَى حُبِّ الرِّضَى. When the child is breastfed more and more, it falls in love. It loves to suckle. But try weaning it off. That's why you don't just do it suddenly. You wean it off gradually. Gradually. The objective you want to achieve is major. You want to break, you want to get rid, you want to rid of yourself, you want to rid yourself from so many sins. The objective is major. Why is it major? Because Shaitan is that barrier for you to go and do that good. That's why it's major. Obstacles will come, difficulties will come in different shapes, different colors, different experiences, different children, different ways, different methods, different bank balances. All of these differences will come. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah says, we will definitely, definitely, definitely test you. In the form, with a bit, with a little bit, slight bit. مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, with fear. وَالْجُوعِ, hunger. As well as, وَالْجُوعِ مِنَ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Reduction in wealth, reduction in lives, reduction in fruits. Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. I said this morning also, take those categories, put it down. خوف, جوع, نَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, نَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَنفُسِ, then naqsim min athamarat. All of this, five. So you took down khawf, fear, ju, hunger, reduction of lives, reduction of wealth, reduction of fruit. Take these five categories. Now let's see Gaza. Let's go fast forward into Gaza. And let's see. Yes, you're posting. And can a believer just sit back and say, you know what, ceasefire, ceasefire. Let's now put our cruise mode on and fine, let's get on with life. No, that's not what we do. No, that's not what we do. A believer, he knows well that the kuffar, they will say one thing and they break their promises. How many times in the past have they not done so? So, when you see and you put down these categories, have they not experienced every one of these categories? Fear. The other day I was listening. They said, when these explosions take place, when these bombs are raining upon us, we have to butter up our children to say that, you know what, it's lightning. It's the weather. It's this. It's that. How many eventually that child will grow up and he'll know, this was none of that. This was blood being spilled. And then he gains that momentum. He gains that courage. And that is what it's all about. And now he stands firm against the enemies. And this is what you've been seeing. That who was yesterday, Yahya Sinwar, he grew up seeing all of this. And then he said, I'm going to give my life for this. For this worthy cause of Al-Aqsa. Tufani Aqsa comes, and this is the 7th of October 2023, where we say a defense attack from all those previous massacres and all that has taken place in the past. Now they've gained enough military weapons and they are equipped now and they stand firm against the enemy. They then produce such strategies which the rogue regime never ever imagined. The Iron Dome is crippled to see or to hear or to even experience such a thing which it has never ever experienced. And there is so many bombs flying and so many rockets flying, this, that, people, Mujahideen coming in and taking in the hostages, which was a major strategic point that has helped the Mujahideen till this day to secure this war that was going on for so long, and not to stand on their knees or go down on their knees and beg for support from the West and beg for support from this one and that one. This was done by who? By Hamas. By Hamas. If you heard this morning, we played it for you as well. Joe Biden, what did he say? Joe Biden said that he actually now, he is feeling and expressing some sympathy for who? Expressing some sympathy for the Palestinians, it would seem. But this is not how we deal with the enemies of Islam. Listen properly, carefully, then you'll understand what is the real issue in this whole thing.
During the next 6 weeks, Israel will negotiate the necessary arrangements to get phase two, which is a permanent end of the war. Let me say it again, a permanent end of the war. The Palestinian people have gone through hell. Too many innocent people have died.
Too many innocent people have died, but didn't you just sign off a bill or sign off a package, a baby killing package of $8 billion just now last week? And this was said before you say your goodbyes this coming Monday. So too many innocent people have been killed. But Dementia Joe, have you forgotten that you were the sponsor of all of this year?
Too many communities have been destroyed, and this deal, the people of Gaza can finally recover and rebuild.
Recover, rebuild after you've destroyed it to ashes and brought it down? What's the whole objective of saying all? It sounds so nice. Hey, Biden is speaking about Palestine. Hey, he's actually feeling some sympathy and, you know, sending out some condolences for the Palestinians. It seems very good. But listen to the next one.
They can look to a future without Hamas in power.
Look for a future without Hamas in power. That he gave away his whole plan. That Trump is coming in, this suits his new second term now, fresh start. Look what he said. He said if the hostages are not released by the 20th of January when he starts his term, then hell will be set loose. And now see how it's suiting this whole thing. The hostages will be released. So it seems like Trump is, you know, the real Trump card here at the moment. But it's not. It's not. There's a bigger plan, O Ummah. There's a bigger plan. Whether you like, you don't like, you have to listen. Trump is, you know, for long, he has been seeking and searching. He's placed his eye on what? On the Abrahamic Accords. If you come to South Africa, they call it interfaith. If you go globally, it's Abrahamic Accords. So they've got Dubai and few other countries on board, Morocco, and now they're looking and their target is on the major prize, which is Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia said, no, we are not accepting this year because of this Palestinian issue. Until you don't have a permanent ceasefire, this, that, the other. So now Trump comes in. He was the one to sign this Abrahamic Accords in his first term. The rogue regime and the Biden, they came in, they failed to accomplish this. So Trump comes in to secure, to seal the deal with Saudi Arabia under the Abrahamic Accords. This is their major plan, and this is the greater Israel. So put this on a permanent, on a temporary hold. Let's gain some reputation, and it will suit his cause. He's now a lot of facing backlash in all of this year. America is because of this genocide. So we put everything on hold. People become silent, and then we release again. We go back to the... So that is why certain people of America who have voices, they have said, don't speak of ceasefire. We want a permanent deal that will secure the lives. We want total. So that is the real issue that is on board. So don't say all of this here. Coming back and looking at this whole issue, and we said to you the different categories. From now till they say Sunday is probably when it will be, if it will be really implemented. How much of killing will take place from now till Sunday? There's so many ways to look at the same issue. But our issue is this year. Let's come to our issue. And that is where the nafs comes in here. When nafsu katifli, the nafs is like a suckling child. You feed it, it falls in love. You continue sinning, it will continue. It won't stop. But when you wean it off, we have from now till Ramadan to wean off ourselves from all sins, Major sins. Minor, who can say we're free from? Major sins, let's work on it. Music, all these issues, major issues. Let's stop. Let's look at the bigger picture. And vision Ramadan 1446. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajaba wa Sha'bana wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, bless us in this month of Rajab, then Sha'ban, and allow us, enable us to reach the beautiful month of the Quran, Shahru Ramadan. So now is the time to plant those seeds. And sometimes it means giving, quitting. Is very difficult. Who can deny? Quitting is difficult. But an alternative is the key. Alternative is the key. What else can I do? One brother told me, used to smoke. So he said, how you quit smoking? He said, see, there's two things involved in smoking. One is you are taking your hand and you are lifting it to your mouth. The other thing that you are doing is you are breathing, inhaling, exhaling. So take the cigarette, take all this vape, all this, put it aside. I was reading the harms of vape. How bad. Eventually, it is so scary because vape, what it does to your lungs, it makes your lung eventually look like popcorn. But put that aside. Look at the bigger picture. And see, you're putting this to your mouth and you're breathing in, you're breathing out. So why not say La ilaha illallah? Say Allah, Allah, Allah. Breathe in and out with the name of Allah. That alone, Allah says, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Listen with the hearts. Listen with the remembrance of Allah. The hearts find solace, peace. Look at the children in Gaza. Look at the children suffering in Sudan. Where do they get that strength from? It is this, the remembrance of Allah. Allah is great. Allah is going to help me. Allah is going to... This strengthens the hearts. So this remembrance of Allah, that's why you're undefeatable, because you have Allah in your heart. And can you ever defeat Allah? You can never. When you become the friend of Allah, Hadith Qudsi, Bukhari Sharif, Man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. Allah says, whoever holds animosity to any one of my friends, faqad aadantuhu bil harb. I announce war with this particular person. So there you have the protection of Allah. So you have all these avenues. Now it is to come in to bring it into practice. So you are saying, you bring something, inhaling, exhaling. Inhale Allah. Inhale Allah. Allah. Inhale and exhale like this. Now, after that, what must you do? Taking something to the mouth. How do we conquer that? Buy some nuts. Buy something. And put it in your mouth. Dates. That's the best avenue. Dates. This is an effective method. Try it out. Give up that vape. Give it up, O youth. What are you killing yourself for? Give up all that is going to harm us. Now, take sins abroad. You say, but I don't smoke. I don't do this. I don't do that. I don't engage in drugs, all of this. But you're engaging in music. You're engaging in other avenues. So now you have this time. Shahru Rajab. Shahru. What is Shahru Rajab? Shahru Rajab, the month of Rajab is Shahru Zar'i. It is the month of which is fertile. And Shahru Sha'ban, Shahru Saqi li Zar'i. And the month of Sha'ban, there is the month now to irrigate that which you've planted. Comes the month of Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan. Shahru Hasad is Zar'i. Now it's time to harvest. Now it's time to enjoy. You're already in that mode of doing good actions. So I was saying to you, sometimes to give up, you have to create an alternative. Used to listen to music, now listen to Quran Sharif. Used to speak evil, now speak good. Used to make ghibba, used to make gossip about this one and that one, now speak good of this one and that one. You never used to spend in the path of Allah, you never wanted to give charity, used to hold back, used to spend on haram, buying this, that. No, now I'm going to give up that, I'm going to spend my money in the righteous cause, investments for the akhirah. That is what we are searching for. So you can do it. وَإِن تَفْتِمْهُ يَنْفَتِمِي. When you wean it off, it will definitely wean off, inshallah. If your intentions are pure, Allah will help you, assist you, enable you. And those bad actions which you used to do will now be changed. and transformed into good actions. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صاحب.